Kelly Williamson here. Welcome to the Nanny Society podcast, a quirky guide about everything in the nanny world and more. I want to let people know that it is not just for nannies. This is a podcast for families, parents, grandparents, whoever has a child in their life, teachers, whoever you may be. Just wanted to pop on here really quickly to discuss a little bonus episode, if you will. If you're not part of the nanny community, and or maybe you are and you don't know this exists, the Week of the Young Child is coming up soon. I touched a little bit on this at my episode number 3 at the end, but I wanted to just kind of put it out there by itself just so that people are well informed. The Week of the Young Child is an annual celebration hosted by the National Association for the Education of Young Children. Some people refer to it as NACE. Now, even if you're not a nanny or don't employ a nanny, NACE might have been a part of your life at some point. NACE is the governing body in which child care centers report to in order to gain credibility. The process to be NACE certified is a long and strenuous one, because they only credit the very best, so they are legit. Anyway, the Week of the Young Child is April 16th to 20th this year, and they encourage caregivers of all types to participate in the week-long celebrations. And if you go to their website, they have really cool activities and kind of themes to go along with each day of the week, and it's super cute and fun, and they have good ideas. And there are lots of support groups on Facebook for NACE caregivers or teachers, child care centers, and nannies are definitely included in that. So in Pittsburgh, we are going to be celebrating as a nanny community, and we are going to be hosting a National Nanny Training Event Day. And Sue Downey from Nannypalooza, and she also has a podcast with Laura Brawley, and it's called The Practically Perfect Podcast. And I always screw up that name because I feel like it's one of those things that you can't say 3 times fast. It's a tongue twister. But they are super awesome, and I love listening to their podcast, and you should check them out. And I think that they probably talk a lot about National Nanny Training Day leading up to as well. I'm a little behind on their episodes, but I assume that that's probably been the topic of conversation. So I am hosting Pittsburgh's National Nanny Training Day this year, and let me just tell you a little bit about it. So National Nanny Training Day is held to recognize the needs of young children and to raise awareness of the positive correlation between nanny training and quality care. This national initiative is part of the Week of the Young Child, like I mentioned previously, and actually it's international now, because there are people in, I believe, Switzerland has a nanny association, and I think I've seen some people on Facebook from London and I believe Australia as well. There are tons of nannies, so it's going to be an entire day where nannies from all across the world, not just the United States, are celebrating what we do and making it kind of aware for people who might not know that much about the nanny community. And I'm sure probably all of my non-nanny friends are tired of seeing my posts about it on Facebook and Instagram and my websites, and they're probably just tired of all of my nanny promotions. But I just want to be able to reach as many people as possible and let people know that if you want to be a nanny, it is possible. If you want to hire a nanny, it is possible. And this day kind of just celebrates us as a profession. And end, it kind of, you know, it's our continuing education. So the goals for National Nanny Training Day are to promote awareness of the importance of nanny training, offering an inclusive educational event for all nannies, raising the overall quality of nanny care, and encourage the growth of the International Nanny Training Day movement by supporting each other's efforts. So as nannies, we don't have a governing body in which we receive a formal education or certification. Now, with that being said, most nannies, and not all, have some sort of educational degree or background or child-related field, whether it be child psychology, child development, early childhood education, but no one really says that you have to have that. I mean, there are agencies and families who will not hire you if you don't have a degree, and that's okay. There are other ways of gaining education and knowledge, and this is just one of them. And it's really cool. Honestly, it's going to be a fun day. We are having it at a local spot called Bigham Tavern, and it's going to be an awesome day. We have some incredible speakers. We have a life coach. So she's going to be talking to us about self-care. As nannies, we do need to take care of ourselves. We spend sometimes 12 or more hours a day taking care of little people, and we need to just remember that we have to take care of ourselves as well, and that includes mental health, physical health, nutrition, whatever that may be. So she's going to be talking to us about that, which is super cool. And we also have a lactation specialist. She is a feeding specialist. She's a speech pathologist here at Children's Hospital in Pittsburgh, and happens to be a close friend of mine, and I'm really, really looking forward to what she is going to teach all of the nannies that day. We do have some other great speakers, and we have some lifetime nannies and who are going to be joining us to have some roundtable discussions about professionalism and just all around good stuff. So I don't want to give too much away because I'm going to be posting about it when it happens. It's happening on Saturday, April 21st, and I just cannot wait to see how it all turns out, not just in our neighborhood, but all over the place. I can't wait to see all of the pictures being posted and all the good stuff and the warm fuzzies kind of that the day brings. And really, it's just a chance to get to know other nannies in our community too. So we kind of all know, quote unquote, each other from Facebook groups. And, you know, there's a Pittsburgh Nanny Service Project group. We have like a job board group. There's an exercise group. There's a book club group. But we don't all know each other, so we have a lot of participants this year. I'm told almost triple of what there was last year. I did not attend last year. And I'm really looking forward to it. So I hope that this message finds you well. If you're totally bored and it doesn't relate to you, I'm sorry. But I just wanted to kind of put it all out there in the universe. So I want to hear from you. As always, feel free to visit our Instagram or Facebook page to send us a note. You can email us at the nannysocietypodcast@gmail.com. I actually had a nanny from California text me today, which was so amazing. I could not believe it. And I can't wait to meet her and talk to her. She said that she's been a career nanny for, I think she said 8 years. And it was just like really awesome to be able to connect with someone that's on the other side of the country that I never knew before. And, you know, we have a phone call planned for this weekend, and we're going to chat and see what she can input to one of our episodes. So, like I said before, this is not a perfect podcast by any means. There are errors, and I say and I say so a lot, and I apologize if it's not for you. But it's real and it's raw, and I don't have a producer. It's just me, myself, and I, and I promise that I will get better as I go along. I hope to get better, but thank you again so much for tuning in, and I can't wait to hear from you, and I'll see you soon. Thanks again. Bye.